overdose death from its recreational or medicinal use. Marijuana is one of the most studied substances. I believe that it is high time that this country reconsider its stance on cannabis.
Them legalize marijuana.
Everything is in readiness, Master. We merely await your word.
WMFO in Medford.
Cure these maddies, lettuce, tomatoes.
You really think that just because you have an idea, it belongs to you?
You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
Mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs, very, very freeform, which is the point of WMFO.
Push it right to the edge.
It would be like taking candy from a baby.
I know you like two things I like. Chicken and chicks.
I'm the god of hellfire.
Hi, god of hellfire.
Freak sucks.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
You have the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. Why would you make the world you have now?
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk. I was on pills.
My show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to trip like I do.
We couldn't afford costumes, so on Halloween, us kids just wore sheets. In fact, we were so poor the rest of the year, we wore pillowcases.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Funnily, it's layers. Built up on top of one another. Like a sandwich.
Layering different sounds on top of each other. Layering different sounds on top of each other.
Computers can do that?
あなたはプラスティック寿司ストロベリーズ&タイムを聞いています。こちらは WMFO Medford 91.5 FM。
I just want to say one word to you, just one word.
Yes sir.
Are you listening?
Yes I am.
Plastic
strawberry.
Welcome to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage. That's right! It's not just a radio program. Oh, no, no, no. It's a sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, crazy Christian preachers, movie stars of all sorts. Yes, clips like that mixed in between and on top of the music. And every show matches a particular theme. And this evening, the Friday before Halloween, what other theme could we possibly have other than celebrating Halloween? We started off the show with the Japanese feminine duo Chiba Natto, and we followed that with the hard rockin' chicken pickin' guitar virtuoso John 5 collaborating with Joe Satriani on that track. Yes, Chiba Natto, their song was The Candyman, and John 5 and Joe Satriani, The Werewolf of Wisteria, named after the American serial killer, rapist, and cannibal, Albert Fish. From an album dedicated to killers, The Devil Knows My Name. So we've got just a great Halloween show coming up for you. We're going to be mixing it up with electronic, jazz, rock, ambient, and even some Gregorian chant for you this evening. And, well, of particular artists of note, we're going to be hearing two songs from AC/DC. We're going to be hearing from Wendy Carlos a long piece called Afterlife from her Tales of Heaven and Hell album. And John 5 is going to make multiple appearances, and also Joe Satriani, he's going to be playing again for us later in the show. We're going to be hearing some Negative Land, a piece recorded live at the Middle East on God on Religion. Thanks to Chuck U for that. And Led Zeppelin and Elvis Presley and New Order and Hazy Dixie. Yeah, that's all in the mix. But in particular, in the next set, I've got two very special songs that I remixed for you. The third one into the set's going to be Henry Rollins and Motley Crue with a Halloween version of God Bless the Children of the Beast. And then a track by an electronic outfit called The Tenth Planet. And that track's called Ghosts. And I'm going to be mixing clips from two different Christian preachers. The first one, who's, I think, pretty clearly in it for the money. And the second, the younger one, who explains the business of being a preacher. And thanks again to Chuck U for originally bringing those to my attention. But as we start the rest of your Halloween Friday night sound collage party going, well, because this is a Plastic Sushi, of course it's got to be a Japanese band. And, you know, Chiba Natto, they've got another song that works just great. The 10th Floor Ghost Girl, here on WMFO in Medford.
song. I just gotta tag along with that old devil called love. With that old devil called love.
I can only write this behind a locked door for fear of the world coming down on top of my head. I was at a Walmart in Joplin, Missouri recently. I was standing in line with some shaving cream. All around me, Halloween displays were up and Halloween candy was everywhere. I stood in a long line with all kinds of people. Most of them were holding bags of candy. Men, coming home from work, tired-eyed, with slightly bent backs dressed in heavy clothing, standing in line with nothing in their hand but a bag of candy to give to little kids. I didn't think they did that anymore. I tried to imagine kids going door to door where I live. No way. Standing in line with the humans and their candy, it made me feel like I came from a different planet where the streets were covered with bullet casings and dried blood. I'm screwed up and sentimental, I know. I remember how much I used to look forward to Halloween. 24 hours later, I was in Ohio, at a hotel near the Greyhound station, where drug dealers were working in the parking lot. Some things are over with, really over with.
Save me! And you know I got the thing. and he prophesied. And he told me how he sat right. I mean, he looked right across the table back and forth at me. And he told me how, you know, how he confiscates money. He says he's on this station, it's over 40 states. And he'll go on there and he'll get on the radio and say, I know that listening to My Little Boys tonight, that there's some lady out there and you've got $10 put away in a cookie jar. Now God spoke to my heart and told me to go and tell you to get that $10. Get it in the mail and send it to me. God will bless you. God will give you a reward such as you've never known before. Then he comes back to me and tells me, he says, if you're on the radio and you're well over 40 states and you're on at prime time, you've got thousands of people listening, the chances are that there are at least 200 or 300 little old ladies who've got a $10 bill in a cookie jar. And so if you even get, you know, if a couple hundred go over and get it and send it to you, that's $2,000 that you've made just like that. And so, you know, if you're going to get into big time religion, this is the games you've got to play, things like that. It's a, you go into it as a business and you work it as a business.
He was smiling through his own personal hell. Dropped his last dime in a wishing well, but he was hoping too close and then he fell. Now he's Casper the Friendly Ghost. He was always polite to the people. Go!
legendary even in hell.
I might be a dog.
tonight here on the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage. What other theme could we possibly have than Halloween? And we began that last set with a Japanese band, this being a Plastic Sushi Sound Collage. That was Chiba Mato and 10th Floor Ghost Girl. Then we did a genre jump over to some jazz with Billie Holiday, That Old Devil Called Love. And then another genre jump, Motley Crue and Henry Rollins, a little remix of Henry Rollins' thoughts on Halloween and Motley Crue. God bless the children of the beast. And then we heard from the 10th Planet and two Christian ministers. Ghosts. The Ministry of Sound. Show Me the Money remix. And thanks to, well, pretty much almost like a co-host on this show this evening, Chuck Yu, for originally providing me over the airwaves with those two Christian ministers on a Crucifixion April Fool's show he did about a year and a half ago on WMBR. And you know, it's no coincidence whatsoever that Halloween, well, more specifically, All Saints Day, is just about 6 months away from Easter, the other side of the year. We followed that with Daniel Johnston and Casper the Friendly Ghost, The Cars, Candy O, Motorhead, Devil I Know, and then a request from Chuck Yu, David Bowie, and Monsters, Scary Monsters. You know, it may not be so nice outside right now, but in general, October, autumn, and even November bring some of the most beautiful days of the year to us here in New England. And now's just an excellent time to get outside and enjoy those colorful leaves that are still on some of the trees. And you can kick them around on the ground too as you walk by those that have fallen. But besides walking, you can also run, which I'm going to do, nice 5 miles tomorrow along this wonderful Mystic River Reservation that's so close to many of us here in Medford and Somerville and Arlington. So, yeah, go outside. Use your feet to go places instead of your car. Enjoy the fall colors. Breathe the fresh air. Reduce the stress in your body and improve your health. And this has been a public service message from people who care. Yeah, us here at WMFO in Medford. Tufts Community Radio. Well, we're going to go full circle in the next set by starting and ending with songs from AC/DC. But inside there, in the middle, mixed up, we're going to hear something from Negative Land, recorded by Chuck Yu, live at the Middle East about a decade ago. It's on God and Religion. And we're also going to hear from John Trudell, Native American in there, Devil and Me. And, you know, some Led Zeppelin, some Elvis Presley, all of that in this next set. But we're going to begin and end, yes, with AC/DC. No. Yes. Yes. Here's some sweet candy for ya. Boys and girls.
Is he coming? Yeah. Doing that thing. Yeah. Boys and girls. act of unmitigated evil shall the Republican Party undertake this week?
You look like an angel. Walk like an angel. Talk like an angel. But I got wise. You're the devil in disguise. Oh, yes, you are. Devil in disguise. Mm-hmm. You fooled me with your kisses. You cheated and you schemed. Heaven knows how you lied to me. You're not the way you seem. You look like an angel. Walk like an angel. Talk like an angel. But I got wise. You're the devil in disguise. Oh, yes, you are. Devil in disguise. Mm-hmm. I thought that I was in heaven, but I was sure surprised. Heaven help me, I didn't see the devil in your eyes. You look like an angel. Walk like an angel. Talk like an angel. But I got wise. You're the devil in disguise. Oh, yes, you are. Devil in disguise.
God and religion is
clearly a historical, culturally determined concept. God and religion is.
Kant, Immanuel Kant, Bertrand Russell said, we don't know the intrinsic nature of the physical world. The intrinsic nature of the physical world is just revealed to us from the outside, from how it looks, from how every physical particle affects every other physical particle. But what's it like in itself? What's the thing in itself?
Were you ever puzzled
thesis
about
of
God?
How we believe that humans are pattern-seeking, storytelling animals. It is almost impossible for us to look out at nature and not find some sort of pattern and then tell a story about it. That's what myths and stories are all about, is giving some meaning to the pattern. Now, the question is the pattern real or not? The one best method we have for determining that is science.
Well, when do you think of God, Douglas?
I think of God when I'm laying in bed, Miss Parker. It makes me feel better. I seem to go to sleep faster.
One of the greatest remaining mysteries of science is the enigma of human consciousness. What makes us who we are creates that sense of the self and the world. Understanding how the brain creates the self is one of the holy grails of modern science.
And, you know, only in America would a conversation like this consistently be brought back to this need to prove God. Look, you can't prove it. Let me just say it as clearly as I can. There are no proofs of God. Whether there is a God or not, nobody knows. We'll find out, I guess, in the end. But in the meantime, as storytelling animals, we continue to spin stories about our world, and the scientific worldview is our story for today.
Were you ever puzzled about God?
Well, you don't have an answer.
Were you ever puzzled?
There is a sense, I think, in Christianity, as with other religions, that somehow Christians are better than others.
What do I say to Muslim or other non-believers?
I would invite
an Orthodox believing Jew, look at your scripture.
I would never put down somebody else's faith, but I would certainly try and encourage them to look critically at Christianity and at what they believe. And if they will, I think God the Father will bring them to a conclusion that Jesus Christ is the true and one way.
Concept. One natural speculation is that intrinsic nature of the physical world has something very deep to do with consciousness, which leads to what philosophers call panpsychism.
I don't think panpsychism has. My own view is consciousness is good and something special about human beings, and it's not everywhere. I mean, that's the cool thing about it. It's not everywhere. If it's a fundamental, it would be matter is everywhere. Electrons are everywhere. Consciousness just hides in very special brains.
Well, Barclay would say, have you ever seen anything without consciousness?
Well, that's true, but
no,
that's
every time you see something, you're conscious.
Well, that's right. But consciousness goes where I go, where minds go, but minds aren't everywhere. Electrons don't have any minds.
Do we really have any record of any observations of anything that didn't involve consciousness?
Kidding.
No, because the observation was conscious.
You're getting spooky on me. I think we got to end this conversation because before I get really weirded out.
I don't know, baby.
What puzzled you most?
WMFO in Medford.